Hey there, dear listener. The very fact that you are listening to me talking right now about impact is proof of community. And community is a buzzword that's, you know, really thrown around. But what does it actually mean? That's the question I asked Enrique. And I asked him, hey, is there a way, you know, that we could talk to someone who really knows their way around community and community building and how it all works. This is how Enrique introduced me to Callie Taylor. Callie Taylor is a seasoned sustainable development professional who's got a strong focus on system change, social innovation, and youth engagement. As a dedicated social entrepreneur and community builder, Callie has successfully founded a global NGO, established a sustainable development collaboration network, and initiated an innovation lab within the United Nations. Or in short, Callie's work is committed to creating communities for a more sustainable and equitable world. Now, with that being said, I think actually her words speak best for her and what she does and who she is. And she's really amazing, I can tell you that much up front. Quick heads up, since this is a call, at times there may be some technical difficulties, so at times it cuts off. But I think the general message can be well received. So enjoy your latest episode. You're listening to Conscious Holistic Investment Podcast, the journey of an impact fund.
Hi, Jan. Hi, Enrique.
Hi, Callie. So good to have you. Enrique has told me a thing or two about you. Since our topic today will be about community building, because as we all know, things work easier if you do it in a group and with partners. I was really asking myself, and I was hoping to get some answers from you, is how is a community built? You know, what are tools of it? And I'd really like to talk to you within the next half an hour about that topic. You got any time for that?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite topics to discuss.
Oh, that's amazing. So I just start off with just to get some background, because you are Canadian and she is here based in Switzerland. So how did you and she connect? How did that work?
Well, I think we originally met through the Impact Hub, which again is kind of a community focused on driving sustainability and impact. At the time, I was focused on how we mobilize more action on the SDGs. And so for me, it was very interesting to connect with Chi, which was doing that through capital. I was a little bit more looking at kind of the international organizations at that point. But now that I focus more on finance, and as I started moving into finance, it was great to have that kind of ally who was trying to change the financial system as well to be more aligned with sustainability and to make a bigger impact.
Were there many similar funds as Chi back in the days when you met them, or were they first movers, so to say?
I think there are a few pioneer impact funds in Switzerland, but they are the minority of the market. So it is nice to see this kind of pioneering approach. And if I understand correctly, a more localized approach as well. A lot of the impact funds in Switzerland do focus more on emerging markets, which is super important, but it's also important to be investing in the more local Swiss and European ecosystems as well.
I would like to say, if you allow me, just like my two cents on that thought, is that we are all part of the same kind of community, rounding on this discussion, this topic. The community of impact and impact investing, it's getting like stronger, and it has more and more interesting players. And of course, it started little, but I think that it's growing.
Absolutely. And I think it's fundamental that we are able to scale impact if we want to transform the financial system. Right now, it has kind of a very niche or specific connotation. But if we don't figure out what impact looks like across every asset class, I don't know if we're ever going to truly, you know, move the capital we need to and align it to the SDGs. So I'm always interested in the different types of players and how they're approaching impact.
So, Enrique, now just hands down, be honest, how was it back in the day when you were, you know, still small, using your words, trying to move mountains and actually being acknowledged by the UN?
Well, I mean, I need to tell you a bit of my personal story. I think that she came way after I met Kelly, right? Like, so Kelly and I met years back when I was still part of the I think even the Seed Stars or the Impact Hub Network, which is like, I guess, 8 years ago or something, Kali. Yeah. I mean, this means, I mean, Kali came here to actually build communities itself. She's been doing this since the UN. And I think it's always very nice to work with her because she puts a lot of passion and really connects people that need to be connected. I don't know how she does this. I would call it a superpower, but it's just like she knows who needs to know whom, and it's a great, interesting, way to actually get challenged and also meet new people that can give you some feedback of what you're doing.
So if I understand that correctly, Kelly, you're a bit of a catalyzer for impact. Is that how you see yourself?
Yeah, or a facilitator. I think so much of this comes from the people in the community. And so I see my role as just enabling them and making it easier for them to take action in their spheres of influence.
Now, the topic of today is community building. And Enrique called it your superpower. Now, if I may be so blunt and doubt that it's actually superpower, but I think there's actually a system behind that. So just tell us about how is a community built? How do you do it?
I think first and foremost, it's so important that there's a common vision. And usually that common vision should be to solve some sort of important problem. So every community I've been involved in, whether it be building an SDG community at the UN or a youth community working on energy transition, which is what I did in Canada, or now working with the Building Bridges community on sustainable finance, it's always really focused on a key challenge that multiple stakeholders have an interest in solving. So I think that common vision piece is super important. It's the glue that holds together a variety of people. But then I think there are other things that are also crucial for building an effective community. I think you need both top-down and bottom-up support. So you need that kind of grassroots number of people who want to push for something. But then if you want to make change, you also need to have support at higher levels, depending on where you're trying to make change. In the case of Building Bridges, this can be with some of the large financial institutions or with the Swiss Confederation, but it depends where you're trying to make change. But I think having both that kind of top down, so high level leadership, as well as bottom up, the people who are really going to make things happen is really important. And then the final thing I would say is just transparency and openness, because I do think that communities are built on people sharing and collaborating very openly. And so I know in business or in some things, it's better to hoard information or to try and have your little piece of the pie. But I think communities only flourish if we have that transparency and openness with each other to put out on the table what we have to offer and to understand what others do, and then to find the optimal way to make those resources work for the challenge we're trying to solve.
And how does that look like in your everyday life? How did you get there? What was your way there? And what's your daily work? Are you every day on some sort of a party with a lot of important people connecting and sharing your LinkedIn?
No, I'm actually terrible at LinkedIn. I need to.
You,
I probably
you do have 500 plus connections, though. I just checked.
Yes, but I never know what I'm doing on there. But I would say that, you know, what I, again, seeing myself as kind of a facilitator, what I see my role as is making it easy for people to take action, because so many people want to push for change. And so if we look at sustainable finance, you know, we all want to push for change in this space, but exactly how we do it. So a lot of what I try and do is create systems that make it easier for people to take action, whether that's translating information that is kind of hard to understand or not in a format that works for the finance industry into actionable insights that they can use in their work, or giving training, capacity building tools, connecting people so that they have communities of practice and peer groups. I think there's many different ways to do that, but ultimately it comes down to making it easy for individuals to take action so that they can contribute to the community and not just feel like, okay, yeah, I'm part of this, but what do I do? What do I even contribute on a kind of very day-to-day individualized basis?
Now, Enrique, she said actionable insights. You, as someone who profits from her network, what does Cali bring to the table that affects your everyday work?
I think there is a few things regarding being, I mean, like regarding this part of how these affects or helps us. First, I'm going to start from the personal point of view, right? Like the personal point of view is that I think that like-minded people, of course, can support each other, but also can challenge you. And I think that more than challenge, sometimes I feel it as an inspiration. So I see that, I mean, because Kelly is doing many other things than just like connecting. She's also communicating in a very efficient way, like how we are advancing in the SDGs. She has her own personal way of doing it in all the social media channels. And I think that thing of, you know, feeling inspired by others that are doing a great job about this and that they do it from the bottom of their heart is very important. Like that's how I feel that this is influencing, first of all, me. And the second one, when we are in more tangible things, and it's going to the type of events or conferences that she's part of, right? Like, so, and yeah, I need to touch base on these, the building bridges, right? Like she's one of the ones building the whole network around this. And I find it that every year it's getting better and better. The content is much more interesting, much more challenging. The participants are engaging. You know, there is more, it's what she's saying. She's simplifying the discussion about finance and impact. So in this kind of simplification, people get engaged and want to discuss, you know, like what should I do with my personal savings? Should I put them just on a troisième pilier, like as we do it here in Switzerland, or should I look for something that is more sustainable? What should I demand to the people that are actually making those investments for me? You know, those kind of topics, I think it's what influence us and what helps also other new investors to understand why impact investing is so important or so interesting for the rest of the world, and also the sustainability and the ecosystem, right? Like, so I think, yeah, I'm just giving you some of my insights.
And if I jump in here, maybe on the building bridges concept, to just give an example of how we've structured it to make it easy for individuals to take action. So I know that she was involved in an event this year at Building Bridges 2023. And this is the perfect example of how we've tried to make it simple for great organizations and individuals to bring their content. We get the venue, we plan all the logistics, we bring the audience, we do the marketing, we set up all the technical, and all our community has to bring is great content. And they don't have to worry about all of those other dimensions. So this makes it easy for them to bring that in and also to reach audiences they wouldn't have just reached on their own. So it's really about kind of the framework and structure that allows for those connections to take place.
And I will be again on top of that. Amazing. we're creating, because through that opportunity of having a workshop session at the Building Bridges, we put together very interesting set of people. Like I would say, let me just tell you the concept, right? Like what we did is like hard intelligence mixed with a bit of design thinking to discuss the challenge of the new generation of how to influence on your finance, right? Like, so the future of finance, basically. And so these we divided in four fronts, and we were trying to look at the different fronts as a challenge that we have as a society. And it was very interesting because we started with that hard intelligence session, which was 25 minutes of meditation to connect your heart to your thoughts, right? Like, so, and then it was beautiful to listen to your heart and to really see that approach from people that are not really doing it in a regular basis, let's say, or that it's for them the first time, and to then think about the future of finance from that perspective. I mean, of course, it's challenging, right? Like, not everyone was ready, and I need to be honest, we have a couple of drop-offs, like, that were not really enjoying it, but most of the people, I would say, like, 98% were super happy, and we have very good comments about it, and everyone was like, wow, we should do more of this thing, you know, like, of really trying to understand first us and then the rest. So, yeah, I mean, it's part of that inspiration, and we took a challenge on doing it, right? Mm-hmm.
Have you experienced that a lot, that these meetings were kicked off by a meditation session, Kelly?
No, I think that was a first. But this is why we try and create space for unique approaches, because you never know what will come out of bringing these new ways of doing things to an audience who might not experience it otherwise.
So you've mentioned at the beginning that your part was back then to if I generalize was a lot of a logistical side. Now, is there more to connecting or building community, or ask differently, what makes a good community builder?
Yeah, I think there is. I think trust is just so fundamental. And I think we underestimate trust in a lot of the systems change we're trying to make, because it seems like this kind of airy fairy word. But ultimately, I don't think it's possible to build a community if people don't trust each other and don't believe that they're all kind of working towards the same thing. So I think being a strong community builder means spending time building trust with individual actors, showing up authentically for them, and taking up their interests when it matters as well. So I think this is pretty fundamental to building strong communities. And I take it very seriously as, you know, a community manager, that I'm always looking out for my members and the vision that they've collectively defined. And if I think that something is pulling us in a direction that's not that, I really try and always stay true to what I believe those members would benefit most from, and that would get us to the change we're trying to achieve. So I think that there's kind of that connection to the mission, and then that ability to build trust and bring authenticity to it, that's very fundamental for a strong community builder.
What makes trust for you?
I think it's kind of like I was saying, I think it's about, I mean, trust takes a long time to build and can be broken very easily. And I think it's about showing up in those moments when it's uncomfortable, and making sure that you're speaking up for things. In the early days of building bridges, we had actors at the table who were from completely different planets, literally, you know, just totally speaking different languages, driven by different incentives, and playing a role as a community connector. At that time, I wasn't in an official community management role, but in doing that, it was about getting to know those individuals and their what was making them tick, what was driving them. And then when it got hard, making sure that I was being consistent and showing up for them. So, you know, as an example, we have a group of NGOs, and ensuring that their voices were institutionalized in the governance. That's something that I pushed for when we were first setting up the governance of Building Bridges, because I felt it was very important. And it's easy to just have relationships with NGOs. It's a lot harder to say, no, we absolutely need this NGO group. Here's how it's going to function. Write a concept note, get it in there, socialize it with all the leadership of the initiative, et cetera. So I think it's about both building the relationships, but then also when it counts, putting yourself out there in the ability you have to make sure that you're helping those communities to advance what they need to advance.
Have you experienced some of that yourself, Enrique? Was there a moment where Callie actually stepped up for you guys or made you stand up for yourselves?
I will take the
and
same.
No
example.
Would be a real good answer here because because that means you I know mean, things went smoothly.
It's just because I mean, Callie and I never had like a straightforward project to work together. I mean, we've been always around different communities or similar communities and helping each other on things, but never on the same project working side by side. I would say, Callie, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. So what I can use as an example for what we're discussing about trust. So, I mean, I think it's something that you also need to. Yeah, perhaps just give it a try, right? Like, so in the workshop that we built it, so I mean we did it with three more experts actually, right? Like, so it was organized by Benedict, who is an advisor of the Solar Impulse Foundation, amazing person, super committed and very straightforward on her points of view, very interesting. And then we had Mary Jane, which is an ex-professor of the EPFL, an expert on design thinking, and then an amazing also person, but also, you know, like coming with this background from academia that puts things in different plates and helps you to understand it from different optics. And then we had Leila, right? Like Leila, she's an expert on this hard intelligence and now she's working also for a bank. And it's really interesting because we never saw each other all together until the day of the workshop, actually. And we were worried, all of us, because it was a bit like, okay, is it gonna work? But we give it a try and we trust each other, you know, like, so we built that trust through a lot of sessions where we were like sharing things and, you know, I think this, okay, you will do that, I will do this, you know, like, and trying in that way to really believe on a common purpose, which was this experience that we built for the workshop, and to really build something that was completely different from the rest, and trying to put it there as a way for people to understand that, it's always this holistic approach, right? Like of how you solve problems. And so I would like to say that this is kind of the real example of what happens through the community that Callie built it of the Building Bridges, right? Like it happens because of that. Yeah, I think that's the best example I could put there.
Yeah, and I think to kind of jump in on that, I think it's something I hadn't really thought about before, but it's worth saying that communities are also kind of concentric circles. So you have maybe some very core people who are the leadership of the initiative or the community, or they're kind of spearheaders. And then you have the next circle that is, I don't know, members. And then the next circle that is people who come to the events or benefit from the events. And I think all of those roles are important. And so, you know, I guess you would show up in different ways for different people, depending on what role they're playing in the community. But ultimately, I still believe that being that strong community builder means that people have to have trust in what you're putting out into the world. So in this case, Building Bridges, and want to participate and contribute, and believe that, you know, the approach being taken is fair and just and community minded and all of those types of things.
Do you have a tip or two for our listeners on how to be?
So I would say, I mean, we all obviously need community at a very individual level and at a collective level. But I'm such a firm believer that the best thing that any individual can do for a community is to understand kind of what their individual gifts and assets are that they can offer to the community, and then to put them forward in those ways. So I happen to be a person who's good at networking and organizing people in certain ways and, you know, building things from the ground up. So I function well in the types of communities I work in, but that doesn't mean you don't need people who are collecting data and looking at the analytics, or who are working in the background on the IT systems, or who are more in the forefront and just being the leader, or being, you know, on the policy side. It depends, obviously, what type of community you're looking at. But I think the best thing that any person can do when thinking about the community they want to build and the communities they want to participate in is to really think about what it is that they bring to the table and how they want to bring that to the table. So I think that's, you know, step number one. I think at a more philosophical level, it's important to look at a community as both a set of individuals and a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. So each individual in a community has its own ability to make change in their own sphere of influence. And that's really important. But then once you're together, you know, you kind of said that we're stronger as a group, then there's more things that can be done to create more space in the system for those individuals to act as well. So I think it's also about thinking, okay, at what levels do I want to intervene? Is it only my individual level, or do I really believe that something needs to happen at the more community level, and then participating in communities that will allow for whatever level of action you think is necessary? So I think there's a lot of introspection if you want to be a strong community builder. There's a lot of introspection required in understanding what you bring to the table and finding the right place to intervene.
That was lovely. Kelly, our guest today, thank you so much, Kelly Taylor. We'll put in some infos in the show notes about you. So thank you so much for taking the time, being our guest. It was really insightful. And wishing you all the best for you know, the future. Keep building those communities. They're needed. And I think, Enrique, we've had a great talk, hadn't we?
I really enjoy it. Really interesting and super, oriented to the topic of communities, because we were building on the ideas, and it's the first time that happened so easily and so interesting. It's like, I'm just like happy.
Thank you both. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you so much. Goodbye, Kelly.
Have a nice weekend then. And Kelly, we stay in touch for coffee perhaps next week or the week after? The week after, I think.
Week after, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Okay, thanks.